So finishing up Shin Chavav on page 324, Kufsam Achbez and Mabez, Alochas of Achitza on Shabbos. Sifri Rav says, Machabe Merchots, a bathhouse, so somewhere in the Kavim Erev Shabbos that they plugged up the holes where the hot water comes in from before Shabbos. So Lamatza Shabbos, Rechitz Boy Miyad, page 324. So much of Shabbos, you could bathe in there right away. But if they didn't plug up the holes, even though on its own it was heat on Shabbos, you have to wait in the evening the amount of time that it takes to heat it up. Because now I'll do this, because there's a concern that you might come to stoke the coals. So you have a bathhouse. What's this? At least in the coven. These are the holes that the bathhouse gets heated through them. The fire is heated up from the outside, from beneath it. These winter rooms that they warm them from beneath them. On the kovim yesh kagels bazlan, and on the holes there are these iron plates or the ceiling of a stone. They treat it as permissible to open them on Shabbos, which the Sharatina Sutas explains that these two rooms, one on top of the other, and there are holes in the roof of the low one, so that when they warm up the oven beneath, so it's going to warm up the room, the low room, and then the heat is going to enter through the holes to the upper room. And they treat it as permissible because it's not similar to the case of Merchitz, because there the water is heated and whatever's in the bathhouse from the fire that's heated from beneath it, which is not the case over here, that it's only just general heat that enters from that room. And therefore, it's similar to someone that opens up a warm room into a cold room. And therefore, it wouldn't be comparable, and therefore, it's not forbidden. But a merchatz, that the holes were sealed from before Shabbos, it was said, for Matzah Shabbos, simkha lam beis, richitz ben miyad, you could bathe there right away. It wasn't heat on Shabbos. It was just letting the heat in. Vim savig im hoyipakum the kav. Now, let's see, not sure if the holes were plugged. But if the holes were not plugged up, then we said, even though Shmeil Bukhim Shabbos on its own, it was heated up on Shabbos, meaning Adesh and the Son of Eitz and Erev Shabbos and Bayyim, by the fact that you put wood before Shabbos when it was still daytime. And so then you have to wait in the evening, because you know how to do this as a decree, you might come to stoke the coals, which that's the whole Gezer over here. You have to wait much Shabbos, amount of time it takes to have this heated up. You don't do this another time. You don't plug up the holes. You have the heater, and then you come to stoke in the coals. Says the Tracy Shabbos. Sivyut Beis. Also, Kanes Lamarchatz. You're not going to a bathhouse. Even to schwitz, even to sweat. Says Ramav Yeshem. Some say that filo lava b'merchatz b'makom shukalazi. Even to pass by in the bathhouse, where you could sweat. It's also that's Rashi in the Torah. Says Mr. Rusev Kanam, hey, I feel lazy to sweat. And they are because of the sinners. They would bathe in the hot water that was heated from before Shabbos. Or they say, oh, Mazia Nachl, the reason why we're wet is because we just schwitzed. So they said, okay, even Zaya is forbidden. Now, if he's not intending to schwitz, Mutl days are then permitted according to the Zipin. Even if it's a small bathhouse, then the fish have has a lot of heat. So if you're showing the schwitz, it's okay. Sivkalam Avav, then there was the Yeshem says, even to pass by, the Mokim Sheikh Lazia is a problem. Hainish Amerchat's cotton, where it's a small bathhouse, and Nafash Havli Mazia, it's a lot of heat, and one sweats. Also, if you've been in Avapishet Macham Lakach, even though you're not attending with this, the day is according to this opinion, Oila and Mevesa Tvila, people are coming out from the mikvah. The Lovesh Mikdim Amerchat's Bashabas, and they put on their garments in the bathhouse on Shabbos. They have to be careful not to stay there too long. Initially, boil days say that they don't come to sweat. But Lila, at night, where the bathhouse is very hot, it's impossible to be careful regarding this. The Lindville is not regarding women toiveling. So, let me have to say, they were showing that they rely on, when they, as necessary, on the first opinion, that even though the mikveh is very hot, and they might schwitz, but you know they would that because it's necessary they rely on the first thing. Sivya Gimel, Irshe Yisrael ve'in Yudin Darmba, a city that Jews and non-Jews live over there. Yes, but Merchatz v'chatz b'Shabbos, and there's a bathhouse that's running on Shabbos. Imre ben Yudin, but most of the people are not Jewish. Mutlichas v'matz Shabbos miyad. You're allowed to bathe in that bathhouse right away after Shabbos. The Rebbe Yisrael, most are Jews. Oh, you have a 50-50. Also, matz Shabbos can't go right after Shabbos. Or after this man run into the bathhouse, ad kedisha yucham until the amount of time it takes to heat it up. Says Mishra Sivkalam Zion, So it's running b'Shabbos and Shabbos. Nir, it seemed the roots are not good. He's saying this is a chiddush. Davshem b'Shabbos gufa, even on that on Shabbos itself. Mistama rechitz ben yudim. Presumably, it's non-Jews that are bathing over there on Saturday. Kibush b'Matzah Shabbos rechitz ben Rabbi Yisrael. But since on Matzah Shabbos, the majority that bathe are Jews. Kichimah b'Sevi Yemeshabbos. They're when they're heating it up at the end of Shabbos, a day diso mecham, and they're doing it with the intention of the Jews. So therefore, you would have to wait. Simkat amachesem rechitz ben yudim mechulu. If the majority are non-Jews, it's an intolerable of the year. It doesn't depend on the majority of the census of the inhabitants of the city. It just means that by the people that generally use this bathhouse, at this time of Matzah Shabbos, the Mistama Dait Mechamas Amechatzah is presumably with those people that they're heating up the bathhouse for, which Shartin Ois Chavav says, that seems obvious, where it depends on the time. Sivkal Amates, or even if it's 50-50, because even though according to those who are lenient that we mentioned when there was a Safik Lin, Safik Ibn Nas, Amalach, Mishalay, Safik Ibn Yehudi, if it was done with the Jew or not, Hachasir, it's forbidden. Why? Given to the Hey Mechsa Messas in the 50-50, it's not like an equal Safik, it's Bishvash Name Nasa. They actually do it for both. As the Sharatin Iskabzan brings it from the Taz. Now, if there is over there a governor that has many servants, and maybe that they heated when it was already nighttime, then you can be told Lahakal according to the opinion of those who are lenient, like we said, and Besisa doesn't say this because he passed like the opinion of those machmer mentioned before.
Sivkat mem ad kedesh yechum. You have to wait until the amount of time you get heated up. It's the more means to say is kedesh yechum mechamen. The amount of time it takes to heat up the hot water, which Hasharatin Eschavchas says that's the mission over there. It sounds like that you don't need that the bathhouse has to be totally heated up completely, but enough that it would become hot. Simon Shinchav Zayin, Dini Sicha B'Shabbos, Halacha of smearing on Shabbos, Obey Dal Tzifim, anointing on Shabbos, Obey Dal Tzifim, there's four paragraphs. Sif Alf, HaChayshesh B'Masna, but someone has a pain in his loins, by his thigh area. Lo Yostak Shem HaBachem, it's not allowed to anoint, smear oil and vinegar, Abasachu Shem HaLavada, but it could just smear just oil itself. Abalibu Shem HaVered, but not with rose oil, Meshom Demuchu Chamizu, because that's Amis, the Lefuka, but he's doing it for medicinal purposes. But if it's a place that it's very common to have this rose oil and different many people anointed it for healing purposes, then it would be permitted. The place where the custom is not to anoint with oil, only for medicinal purposes, then all oil is going to be forbidden. It's forbidden to do oil with vinegar together. The reason is it's not the norm to anoint with both of them together, only for medicinal purposes. Anything that for food purposes, as Rabbi says, forbidden. As decree because of grinding the herbs. The also that term shem teichin that's forbidden in the Torah because of grinding. We talk over there in the halachas of refuah. But I should know the biggest saying about Mishnah. In our girsa in the Mishnah. And b'chaim rabin l'chanan v'rif v'rambam isitz brought yain b'chaim it's wine and vinegar. Hayna v'chaim v'echman that would mean either one of them. Meaning it's not oil and vinegar, which would be both, but wine or vinegar. Sivkan beis. But you could anoint Shem Levada just oil itself. Because then healthy people smear on oil also. And if it's not recognizable, it's for medicinal purposes. So to on the wound, you would be able to anoint it for this reason. When it's things that what's called Brim, Michael Brim, that healthy people do, is okay. Sivkot and Gimel, but not with rose oil, because that would be a muchach chamisa. That would be obvious, because shadama b'yukomen is very expensive. You know the masaycha you say a little for a person would not smear it on only for healing purposes. B'chamil d'refu asa, again, anything that's for refuah is forbidden. A canal like we said, fulfill a day in Yehudi asa, and even through a non-Jew it's going to be forbidden. And mischazik kabari, if he's strong and he's going like a healthy person, that it's going to be forbidden. Sivkat and Dald, in the place where the custom is not to anoint with oil at all, the Mechol Shem Lasa, all type of oil, says Drama, is going to be forbidden. Shemach, for that reason, Asa Lasa B'Shem Ben Medina is saying it's forbidden to anoint with oil in our countries. Harosh, on the head, Shishbe Chatot, and it has these scabs, B'Chenim Yishli Nefach, if he has inflammation, Mechamach Meshu, wherever it is, or Asa Lasa B'Shem Ben Medina, it would be forbidden to anoint with oil in our countries. U'Bechel B'Shuman, with fats and with kosher fats, also b'chamakim, that's forbidden in all places, mishum the nitach benimas, because it melts, and dissolves of a noyle, that would be noyle you're making from a solid into liquid, like we said previously, besimishin chavav, sevyud bahaga, nirama. Sid base. Salchin, one can anoint mamash mashin and rub lahanasai for his pleasure al deshino in an abnormal way. The hainish salchin mash mashin yachad, that if it's anointing and toiling it together as one. But you can't massage forcibly, only when it's loose hands. You can anoint and rub. That you can anoint with oil, and you can rub onto the whole body for pleasure. If it's al deshino in an abnormal way, from the way it's normally done during the week, because you don't usually anoint and massage at the same time. So therefore, to do it together would be okay. Sivkan zayin. But once you're not massage b'kayach forcibly, because it's getting a full body massage with the oil, is a weekday type of activity. As long as you're not intending through that to bring yourself to sweating, that would be okay. Some of the dirshus. Dirshu number 33. When there are many baths, and only one of them was heated through the servants for the purposes of the governor of half the Shabbos, and the rest were heated on Shabbos, some of them holds not to permit the utility of the baths the way we permit some of that to suffix if it was done on Shabbos, only since that there are many baths that for sure were heated on Shabbos that are mixed together with the bath that was heated from when it was dark, that would be a tarevus of Issa Rabbanan. And Tzarchin, he says, you have to look into if it's possible to lean it by every single bath. Dish number one, medicine that's not made through grinding herbs. From this girl, it's holds to have norms to do it through other malachas, for example, bishul or something like that. That's also included in the gzera not to have refu with it, because you might come to do malacha. Dish number two, if someone mixes oil into the oil, something that gives an aroma. So in Simkov Chavches, Mishmur Reis regarding the tilis, washing the hands of the Kahanim with waters that are mixed with oil that gives an aroma, that if you mix the oil into the water from before Shabbos, maybe you can rely on those who are lenient, even though it introduces a fragrance into the person's hands. And he sources this from the Shari Tshuva. There he brings from the Tshuva's Ginnis Radon, the Tshuva's Chacham Tzvi, that they hold to be lenient, that to put a fragrant fragrance on the person's whole body, and that's the custom of women to put perfume on their body on Shabbos, and also men put their cologne on their body, or more like deodorant to hold back a bad odor, says Archa Shabbos. But regarding Yom Tov, he writes later on, some Tov Kofir Rav, that's forbidden to put on Yom Tov something that gives an aroma into the water to give it a smell. Shuvas Mechaz Yitzchak is not lenient to put in a fragrance only on his hands, because hands are very busy, and therefore the smell is not going to really last. Therefore, that's okay. Now, to wash out one's mouth with mouthwash, so Shuvas Shuvas Levi writes, it's permitted because you're allowed to introduce an aroma into the body, but to put mouthwash into water with the intention of washing out one's mouth, he writes, that's forbidden because then you're being moil reich, you're introducing an aroma into that water. On the other hand, Reb Shlomo Zalman holds that if you didn't prepare mouthwash from before Shabbos, you could lean in to mix it with water, because the purpose of the mixing is not to introduce an aroma, it's just to dilute the concentrate that it have the right consistency. Dish number three, a woman that wants to anoint her hair with oil that helps for her hair, Shlomo Zalman holds, it's permitted. However, she should use only a little bit of oil, and she should be careful not to pour too large of a quantity of oil in one place, and to move it from place to place in her hairs, because then you would have a problem about tzchita. Dish number four, if the person puts the oil out of the wound, I mean beyond where the wound is, and it drips down onto it, so later on, Shinchavches, Mishbur says permitted, because then it's not obvious that it's for food purposes. Now, at the end of the wound, that is when he doesn't have any more pain and he's only anointing him for pleasure. So he writes over there that it's permitted to anoint with oil, even in our countries. For that reason, this girl's holds, it's permitted to anoint one's hands with oil so that they don't draw eye up, because that's not recognized by doing for refuah. And it's also permitted to anoint babies with oil, because that's the norm for them. Now, anointing with oil to prevent type of scabs on the skin, some holds, it's logical that's considered refuah, and that would be usr. And that's not considered for a sicha by the Gemara, the Makkah, the end of the wound, which that's only for pleasure. Dish number five, the issur mamarech of smoothing, Reb Shlomo Zalman holds, doesn't apply over here, because you only have the issur mamarech only by something that you smear it remains revealed beyond the body. and he wants to smooth it on the body, which is not the case over here. We want it to be the chilav and the shuman to be absorbed into the body like a cream, and therefore the only issue would be as noil because you're turning into a liquid. Tradition number six. Also, in today's times, it's not the norm of healthy people to anoint themselves. Rishon Zalman holds that still it's permitted for a healthy person to anoint it, but for his pleasure, as written Shachar Achleir and Simshon Chavches, it's permitted for healthy people to eat things for pleasure that are even things that are not maisel b'rim, not things that eat my healthy people, but a sick person would not be able to. Tradition number seven. The Be'er Halacha writes in the name of the El Rabba that Halacha to pass like the Rambam that's permitted to give a massage, even forcibly, if it doesn't bring to sweating, because it's not refuah. However, to set a person down to get a full body massage for the purposes of health or for healthiness, says Aruch HaShabbos, that's forbidden. And running for exercise, that we discussed in Simon Shinal, Sivkot, and Zayin.